February 2nd is famously the day when a groundhog in Pennsylvania crawls out of his hole and either does or does not see his shadow. But to act fully in the spirit of the day today, Punxsutawney Phil would do well to say whether he'll be going to Penn State or to the University of Michigan or Miami. Today is signing day, and it's a measure of how valuable high school players are to big-time college football programs. Stuart Mandel writes about college football for SportsIllustrated.com, and he joins us now from New York City. Stuart Mandel, first of all, what is signing day, and why is it today?
Today is the first day that high school players can officially sign letters of intent with their respective colleges. They've been recruited, obviously, in terms of calls and visits and letters for almost a year now, but today is the first day they can officially put the signature on there and basically bind themselves to a school. And it's always the first Wednesday in February. It's about a month after the season ends.
Well, how big a deal is it that high school seniors may sign letters of intent today?
Over the years, it's become more and more of a hyped-up event to the point where, you know, in various parts of the country where college football is a big deal today, I mean, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, there are bars that opened at 8 in the morning and people are having parties there and waiting on every word of, you know, when each kid has signed. You know, you'll see that a lot in places in the South where college football is huge, obviously, in the Midwest. Now, in most cases, players have already announced where they're going to play, but until they sign on the dotted line, anything can change, and in a lot of cases, they do. In fact, today, probably the most visible player in the whole class, Ryan Perilou, a quarterback from Louisiana, he committed, that's the term, when they, I guess, orally announced they're going to attend somewhere, committed to Texas last summer, but today, when it came down to making it official, he signed with his hometown school, LSU.
Well, what is the track record, considering that kids who are 18 years old still have some growing to do?
Sure.
And this is a very physical game. What actually is the experience of highly sought-after high school players at the college level?
Well, in my experience, it's always fun going back and looking at a list of who was considered to be the top 50 recruits, say, 5 years ago, now that they've had a chance to complete their college career. And I usually find that out of those top 50, about half of them did indeed turn into at least, you know, consistent starters or, in many cases, superstars. And then almost half of them, you know, you almost never heard from again for various reasons. Maybe they got injured. Maybe they just didn't develop well. They had academic problems. I mean, it really is a crapshoot. The other thing you find is that, you know, and one reason that people are so obsessed with signing day is they want to find out where their school was ranked. You know, Tennessee today is expected to be named the number one class, and that's a huge source of pride for Tennessee fans.
You're saying there's a ranking of how well Tennessee has done with high school players this year?
Yeah, I'd say that's the single biggest attraction of signing day is the team rankings. Is, you know, the teams are ranked number one, number two, right on down the list, based on who the recruiting analysts feel accumulated the most talented class. Yeah, and sometimes those turn out to be completely wrong, and sometimes they turn out to be right. For instance, last year USC had the number one recruiting class, and several of the players from that class started for them this year as true freshmen, and they won the national championship. So it's very unscientific, but I think it's a real source of pride. Fans always want to beat their rivals on the field, and beating them in the recruiting rankings is almost, you know, just as big a source of pride.
What would be the most interesting place, if you could have been anywhere in the country, to be there and just describe the enthusiasm of the crowd following signing day? Where do you think that place would have been today?
Today, I think it absolutely would have been Baton Rouge, because they were the recipients of Ryan Perilou, the guy that was the most anticipated of anybody out there. Those people follow it closer than anybody, and they love to party. And I'm sure if you had been at a sports bar in Baton Rouge today, you would have seen something, certainly something the people in the Northeast have never seen the likes of.
Stuart Mandel of SportsIllustrated.com, who spoke to us about signing day for college football from New York City.